Welcome to the house of God, for this our children's day. May God speak to every heart, for all we sing and say.
And that is our heart's desire, that God will speak to every heart through all that the boys and girls sing and say. Let's turn to 692 in our hymn book. You have a hymn book, there should be one at least to the end of the pew there. We're going to sing this little hymn. The background to this hymn is that it was written by a lady named Anna Warner. And she was asked by her sister to pen this little hymn. It appears first in a little novel called Say and Seen. The words were spoken to a dying child, Johnny Flax, by his Sunday school teacher, a man by the name of Mr. John Linden. And as the child's condition worsened, the boy asked Linden to take him up in his arms and to comfort him. The little boy asked him to sing, and these are the words that the Sunday school teacher sung to the little boy. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Let's stand and sing the four verses of 692. Well, we're glad that you're here, but we want the Lord to be with us. We've been praying to that end. We want to seek the Lord now in prayer, and so we'll bow our heads and our hearts before the Lord. As we come to Him in prayer, we want to encourage every Christian. You pray. Pray for the children, the young people as they participate, and God's servant, our brother Mr. Hammond, as he comes to bring the Word of God. So let's seek now the Lord in a word of prayer. Our loving and our gracious Heavenly Father, We now enter into thy holy presence, and then through the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, rejoice, O God, in the Lord. We thank thee for the one who came into this world, and we bless thee for the life that he lived. We thank thee for the care that he had and love and concern that he had for the children, so aptly displayed when the mothers sent their children to Christ and brought their children to Christ, and how the disciples would almost chase them away, but the Saviour said, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Lord, thou didst say that except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God. And therefore, Lord, we thank thee for the heart of our God. We rejoice that Christ not only died for adults, but Christ died for boys and girls and for teenagers. We thank thee that he bore the sins of children to the cross as much as he bore the sins of adults to the tree. And Lord, we come on this Children's Day, ever thankful that we have got a Sunday school. We thank thee, Father, for our Sunday school teachers who dedicate themselves to the teaching of biblical truth to the hearts of boys and girls. We pray that that truth will not only enter their mind, but Lord, that it might go down into the heart. And God, we pray that it might bring forth fruit, the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of the new birth, as they come to receive the gospel as it is taught to them week after week. We thank thee for bringing us again back to a normal Children's Day service after a number of years. And Lord, we thank thee, dear Father, for thy hand upon all pupils and all staff over the last year. We thank thee for the willingness of parents to send their boys and girls to this Sunday school and the teachers who have come week after week. And we pray for thy blessing now to be upon this special day in our church calendar. We pray most of all, and Lord, above all, that God himself will be glorified. Lord, we're looking, as Sarah has taught us and said to us today, that in all we sing and say, that God will be glorified and God's voice will be heard. We pray that thou wilt remind even adults here today of their Sunday school days, and of the times when they themselves found themselves reciting or singing in the Sunday school choir. And yet, Lord, they're still not saved, still not converted. Lord, they went on in life. And Lord, we're thankful that they're here today. Or maybe they're watching in. And we pray, O God, that in thy mercy, that thou wilt even make this day the day of their salvation. O God, work, we pray. We thank thee for salvation among our boys and girls. We thank you for those who do know thee, and we rejoice in that. We pray thou wilt take them on with God. And so bless our time, Lord, as we listen to the children and the young people. May thy hand be upon all parts of the service. Bring glory to thy name and answer prayer, and bless us, we ask, for we offer prayer in and through our Saviour's precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I add my word of welcome to you to our special Children's Day services. Now, the boys and girls have been practicing hard, and we thank them sincerely in our Saviour's precious name. And we're going to have our first item today on the sheet, and we're going to have Mrs. McMullen's class. This is our smallest class, and they're going to sing God is Everywhere. So we're going to have Sarah, Jacob, Naomi, Daniel, Abigail, Archie, and William, and they're going to sing God is Everywhere.
When I'm
excellent little course that reminds us that we can only be in one place at one time. But while we're here, we can't be there. But God is everywhere. We're going to hear about that from the Word of God. It is a biblical truth, the omnipresence of God. And we're going to have a Bible reading, and Luke Murphy is going to come and read it this time. If you have a Bible, you pick it up and follow along in the reading with Luke, please.
The reading today is taken from the book of Psalm 139:1-14. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from my spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well.
The psalmist reminds us there's not a place on this earth that we can go to that God is not to be found. God is everywhere. Now we're going to have our choir sing at this time. They're going to sing two pieces. Down from the glory, the Saviour came, and then Christ, the Saviour of sinners, came, reminding us of the Saviour's coming and the purpose for his coming, what he came to do. So let's have the boys and girls, and they're going to sing at this time, and young people as well.
Thank you.
That's the message that needs to be heard. Jesus alone can save. Christ alone is the only one who can save. We're going to have a poem at this time. Now, we were to have two young men to read this. Unfortunately, Ethan is unwell today. So we're going to have Noah, and he's going to come, and he's going to read the poem, Stand in the Gap. Come on ahead, Stand in the Gap. He's literally doing that. He is standing in the gap. Good, Noah.
The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Stand in the gap, dear brother, and work for God while you may, for the time will come, dear brother, when all shall have passed away. The world is ever calling with all its pleasure store, but they are only fleeting and soon will be all o'er. So stop and think, dear brother, and serve your Saviour King, for only loyal service true happiness will bring. We do not work for silver, nor do we strive for gold, but for the love of Jesus, let us be true and bold. And when the warfare's over and all the frightening's done, the trial's over forevermore, the crown of victory's won. So be it hard or easy, give us the grace, dear Lord, to follow thee more fully and trust thy precious word.
May God help us to stand in the gap in these days as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have a little instrumental piece at this time. Our sister Rhoda Laverty is going to play. She's going to play a number of verses of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Thank you. Paid, interposed his precious blood. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Let me thank Rhoda for playing. And we're going to think about the Saviour's death in our second Bible reading. And Joe is going to come at this time to read our second Bible reading. So please take your Bible again and Joe will tell us where we're reading from. Thank you.
We're reading from Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 10. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a dry root, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare the generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him into grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Amen.
As I said last Sunday evening, we never tire of reading this particular portion. I wonder, can you say, he was wounded for my transgressions? He was bruised for mine iniquities. That is saving faith to understand that what Christ did, he did it for you upon the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Joe, for reading to us. We're going to have a song that again brings us to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Mrs. Agnes Marshall's class is going to come and sing. Bethany, Grace, Maisie and Michaela are going to sing He Paid a Debt. Not a marvelous thing. He paid the debt of sin. Sin is a great debt, but Jesus Christ paid the debt of sin in its entirety by his death upon the cross of Calvary. Whenever you become a Christian, you enter into a battle. It is part of the Christian life. We're called to warfare, and thank God, God has given us the armour of God. And Isaac Brown is going to come and he's going to recite from memory a part of the armour of God. And he's got an army of helpers to help us with regard to that. So let's have you boys and girls, and Isaac's going to come here into the pulpit. Come on ahead, Isaac.
Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For he wrestles not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Well, we appreciate Isaac reciting from memory those familiar verses, and for the boys and girls who have helped them and bringing it to our attention through the pictures here that are before us, the armour of God. And may the Lord make us all good soldiers of Christ as we continue to stand for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Well, we welcome one and all in our Saviour's precious name. Our boys and girls and young people, they'll sing another couple of pieces, but wanted this time just to thank them for all of their hard work and their efforts here in the gospel. And if you're joining with us, you normally don't come here and you're here as a visitor, we warmly welcome you in our Saviour's precious name. Want to thank the parents and the Sunday school teachers for all of their help in the preparation of the children for today, and also our Sunday school teachers week after week as they come along to teach the boys and girls. And we'll go to the end of June for our Sunday school, but as always, the first Lord's Day in June that we have our Children's Day services. A warm word of welcome also to our friend and brother in Christ, Mr. Jeff Hammond. He's come all the way from Belfast and from the Martyrs Memorial, and our brother Jeffrey is in charge of the Sandy Row Sunday School there in Belfast, and you pray even for that work. It is concluded for another year. At the end of this meeting, the Sunday School prizes will be distributed, so nobody be going, want to get out those Sunday School prizes at the end of this meeting. 3:30 this afternoon is our bi-weekly open air on Main Street, and our brother Mr. Andrew Laverty will preach, pray for God's servant. And then at 5:45 we meet for prayer right through to 6:15. And then the boys and girls will take part again in our evening Children's Day service. And I want you to come along. I want the parents to make sure the children are here tonight. Our Sunday school isn't a large Sunday school, so every voice is needed. And so you come, bring the children. We need them here. The service starts at 6:30 this evening, so come a little bit earlier. And you invite others, families, friends, aunties, uncles, cousins, bring them along, and we'll be glad for their presence in the house of God. Wednesday night at 8 p.m., our Bible study and prayer time. We'll conclude our study on Islam that we began last Wednesday evening, and that meeting will take place in the normal places online, in church and in the car park. Good to have a goodly number here on Wednesday night past. Want to encourage every Christian to come along to our midweek study, Bible study and prayer meeting. That's Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Friday evening at 8 p.m. for the Brethren Presbytery in Macrofelt at 8 p.m. We'll meet at the manse at 7:30 and make our way over to the Presbytery meeting at 8 p.m. in Macrofelt. Next Lord's Day, 11 o'clock, Sunday school and Bible class, back to our normal time again. 11:15, the prayer time, 12 noon, the family worship service. And that'll be followed by our communion service. And then at 5:45, the prayer time, 6:30, the gospel service. I'll be here to preach at both services next Lord's Day. Our next session committee meetings, Thursday the 16th of June, 7:30. Agenda items to be with the relevant persons by Monday the 13th. And then we have our annual church barbecue. Want to make you all aware of that. It's Friday the 17th of June at 7 p.m. The food served from 7:30. Now, we want you to come. Don't want anybody to be staying away. Want you to be here. Come along. Have fellowship and a night of fun together. Food and fellowship. So you need to place your name on the list on the hallway table. Many are bringing with you. you want to bring your family with you, invite them along, introduce them to the church family here, you can do that. So please place your name on the list. You'll find it on the hallway table here, this part of the hallway. Place your name and the number of guests. That's Friday, the 17th of June at 7 p.m. And food, as I said, served from 7:30. Again, we welcome you in the Saviour's name. Thank you for joining with us. You've made it a very special day for the boys and girls. Let's sing a hymn together. We'll change our position. 701, come to the Saviour. Make no delay. Here in His Word, He has shown us the way. Here in our midst, He's standing today, tenderly saying, come. The hymn number 701, as I said, we'll change our position and we'll stand to sing this hymn together, please. 701 on the page 459. Choir's coming to sing again their final two pieces. They're going to sing, I Will Early Seek the Saviour, and then they'll sing, The Lamb of God, For Sinners Die. Come on ahead, boys and girls, and sing out your very best in these, and young people, as you sing these last two pieces to us. Thank you. Those are great words. He took the sinner's guilty place and suffered in their stead. What a miracle of grace. The Saviour's blood was shed. The miracle of grace, God's grace to sinful, fallen humanity. And may you come to know that grace even today in the gospel. We're delighted to have our brother Mr. Hammond with us today, our brother Jeff, and he's coming now to bring the Bible lesson to us. So sit up, listen up, eyes to the front, ears to the front, and boys and girls, you listen up as well. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, if you have your Bible with you, we're turning just to read a few verses in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And I just want to read a few verses with you just to set the scene. And while you're looking those verses up in your Bible, could you just say it's a great privilege to be along with you today. Thank your minister, even for his kind words of welcome. And we really did enjoy all the boys and girls and the young people, even as they took part singing their pieces and reciting verses of scripture and doing the readings as well. Really enjoyed it, and well done even to all of you. So in John chapter 6, and we're going to read just a few verses to set the scene, and we're going to read verses 5 to 10 in John chapter 6. We read, "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Amen. And we'll end our reading there. So we're going to pray and we're going to ask the Lord for his help and blessing even in this part of the service. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we come to thee via the way of the cross through our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank thee, Lord, and praise thee even for the meeting thus far. We thank you, Lord, for the messages which have been brought in song and in word, even through the boys and girls. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, the one who is the Lamb of God, the one who died for sinners on Calvary's cross and rose again in triumph and victory. And we pray, Lord, that you would grant even help from heaven, even just now, and bless thy word even to every waiting heart. We pray that the Holy Spirit himself will speak to hearts through the precious Word of God. And we pray for any who are not saved here today, that you would speak to them, Lord, that you would convict them of their sin and their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that those who are thine own dear people would be built up and edified and blessed. We pray these things in our Saviour's name. Amen. Now, I have a number of things with me here in the pulpit, and probably after I'm finished, our brother will have to do a spring clean to get this pulpit tidied again. But I have a few things with you, and I wonder, any of the boys and girls here, do you any of you know what this is? If you put up your hand, yes? A lunchbox, that's right. A lunchbox, right? And there's another lunchbox as well, just to let you see that. Now, maybe your mum packs this for you in the morning before you go to school. But I want to share something funny with you as well this morning. Before I got married, I remember I used to live with some fellas in a house in Belfast. And whenever I was getting ready in the morning, I used to grab some things, maybe butter a slice of bread, maybe get a carton of juice. And something else maybe, just put it into this, a plastic bag, and off I'd go to work. But after I got married, then, what do you see the lunchbox that I got? Now, and each morning, my wife fills this with all sorts of things. For example, there's fruit in it, there's yogurt, cartons of juice, sometimes a croissant as well, and usually a chocolate bar. So I must say I'm well set whenever I head out in the mornings to work. So going from a plastic bag to a lunchbox, you can tell that I've really come up in the world. Now, but our story this morning, or our lesson this morning, I should say, makes mention of a lad who was going to see and to hear the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had his lunch with him that day. And today's lesson really teaches us a wonderful truth, which I want to leave with you. And this truth, I'm going to attempt to put it up here on the beam behind me, and hopefully it stays there. And hopefully you can all see it. So I'm just going to put it like here. Just press it there and there, and hopefully it stays there for the meeting. And the truth is that Jesus Christ can meet your need. Jesus Christ can meet your need. Now, let's move the lunch boxes out of the way. Okay. Now, so at the time of our reading here, the Lord Jesus was in the north of Israel, which is in the region of Galilee. And there was a large crowd following him. And they were hoping to see him perform some miracles or see him heal some sick people. Indeed, they'd been with him for much of the day. Now, and they were listening to what he said. Now, there weren't any shops in that area. It was a deserted area. So they couldn't buy any food. So how do you think this crowd of people might have felt? Anyone think? How do you think they might have felt? Yes. Yep. They might have felt hungry. That's right. Well done. They might have felt very hungry. I can imagine empty tummies rumbling. They were very hungry. They were a people in need. And as I think about this large, hungry crowd, I see a sample of people everywhere. In that crowd that day, there were men, there were women, young people, older people, rich people, poor people, tall people, small people, religious people, curious people. Businessmen were there, farmers were there, fishermen were there, all sorts. But no matter what their background, they were all a people in need. They all had a physical need for food, but they had a far greater need, spiritual need, which is the same need that you have here today. You see, they needed to have their sins forgiven. You need to have your sins forgiven. They needed to be made right in God's sight. You need to be made right in God's sight. They needed eternal life. You need eternal life. Can I ask you here today, this morning, have you realized your need? I wonder, are you still in your sin? We thought about empty tummies. I wonder, are you empty here today? Are you empty without Christ and without hope? Are you perishing and still on your way to hell? Well, if that's you today, Jesus Christ can meet your need. Now, the disciples were going to send a large crowd away, But the Lord Jesus had something else in mind. And he challenged his disciples about getting the crowd something to eat. Now this somewhat confused and puzzled the disciples what they were going to do. Where could we possibly get enough food to feed this large crowd? And how could we afford it? I can imagine them scratching their heads, talking amongst themselves, what are we going to do here? And maybe searching around to see what they could get. And they did. And they managed to come back to the Lord with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. That wasn't very much, was it? In fact, it was very little when compared to the needs of the huge, hungry crowd. And we were told there that there were 5,000 men, but there was also women and children beside. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes weren't going to go very far. What did the disciple Andrew say? What are they among so many? And the disciples realized that day that they themselves did not have enough. They did not have the resources sufficient to meet the needs of the huge hungry crowd. They didn't have enough. It was impossible. Now, there's a wonderful lesson here for those of us who are saved that we must fully rely on Jesus Christ to meet our need. Sometimes when we're seeking to live for the Lord and to serve Him, we come into situations when we feel this is impossible. I do not have the resources. I can't do this. I am not able. Well, that's good when you feel like that. Sure, the Lord doesn't want you depending on what you have or what you can do anyway. He wants you to come to the point where you are fully relying on Him to meet your need. So, dear brother or sister here today, don't give up. Don't despair. Do what the disciples did. They came to the Lord Jesus confessing that they didn't have enough and they were relying on Him to meet their need. Lord, all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So, what did the Lord Jesus do? Well, the place where they all were was a grassy area. And the Lord instructed the crowd to sit down on the grass. We read in Luke's account that they were to sit down in groups of 50. 50 in each group. And so, can you imagine the scene? All these people here, the thousands of people there, and they're all sitting down on the grass. And they're waiting. Waiting to be fed. But where was the food going to come from? Well, then the Lord Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and He gave thanks. And that's a good reminder for us to give thanks to the Lord for our food. Well, we read that the Lord Jesus looked up to heaven. He blessed the food and He broke it and He gave the food to His disciples. And then the disciples took the food that the Lord had given them, and they shared that out with all the people that were there. So can you imagine, say, Peter coming up to the Lord with his empty basket, and the Lord Jesus putting food into that basket, and off Peter goes to one of those groups? And then you have perhaps Andrew coming along with his empty basket, and the Lord Jesus puts food into it, and then off Andrew goes to another of those groups, and the same with the other 10. And then Peter comes back again with his empty basket, and he gets his basket filled up again, and off he goes. And so on, until all the people were supplied with food and their need was met. What an incredible miracle this was. And does this miracle not teach us about who Jesus really is? You see, the Lord Jesus, he's not just an ordinary man, but he is in fact both God and man. He is the God-man. He is the same God who in the days of Elijah multiplied the oil and the meal for the widow in Zarephath. He's the same God in the days of Elisha who multiplied the oil for the widow who was in debt. And so that day, the Lord Jesus gave his disciples a couple of maths lessons. Does anyone like maths? Do you like doing maths at school? Well, the Lord Jesus gave his disciples a couple of maths lessons that day. Firstly, on multiplying. The Lord Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And then the second lesson he gave was on counting. Counting. You see, the disciples learned that day that they could count on the Lord to meet the need. And dear friends here today, this is the same Lord Jesus who can meet your need. So, after everyone had eaten and their tummies were full, the Lord Jesus told his disciples to gather up the fragments that remained. In other words, to gather up all the food that was left over. Can you imagine the disciples going through the crowds of people who were there and saying, have you anything left? Anything left over? Yep, here's something. And putting it into the basket. Here you go. And amazingly, the disciples came back with, we'll count them here, 12. 12 baskets full of leftovers they came back with. That was one basket for each disciple to carry. And this tells me that the Lord Jesus had met the need completely. Not only that, but the Lord Jesus had met the need abundantly. And so, if you're here today and you're not saved, then Christ can meet your need completely and abundantly. I point you to his worthiness. He is perfect and he did no sin. I point you to his work on the cross. His blood was shed. He died and rose again. You can have all your sins forgiven. You can be clothed with his righteousness. I point you to his word. He cannot lie. And he promises that if you come to him, he will not cast you out. you can be sure you're saved. And if you are here today and you are saved, then Christ can meet your need completely and abundantly. Perhaps it's power to live for Him. Perhaps it's getting a victory over some struggle that you currently have. Perhaps it's guidance that you need. What do we read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19? But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What a wonderful Saviour He is. What a wonderful Lord. Tell me today, do you know Him? Do you love Him? Jesus Christ can meet your need. Final thought then. Well, let's go back to the start. What about the lad? The lad. Well, he was the one who had the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. So, he didn't have much. But he gave away all his lunch for Jesus to use. He could have been selfish. He could have said, this is my lunch. I'm keeping it for myself. Well, if he had said that, he would have missed out. He would have missed out on being used by the Lord to meet the needs of others. But he didn't. Now, here's a question for you. This is one for the boys and girls. Do you think the lad went away hungry that day? What do you think? Do you think he did? No, he didn't. He didn't go away hungry. Because his need was met as well. Because we read in Matthew's account of this great miracle that they did all eat and were filled. And so that included the lad as well. So you don't need to worry about your needs being met when you give your all to Jesus. He can use you to be a blessing to others, and in doing so, you yourself will be blessed as well. Perhaps there's a young person here, and you're thinking, I can't do very much, or I don't have very much. Well, give the Lord Jesus your all. Look what He did with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Perhaps there's an older person here today and you're thinking, well, I don't have very much to offer. Perhaps you're thinking, well, there's more years behind me than there are in front of me. If that's you, give the Lord Jesus your all. Look what He did with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Whoever you are here today, give your all to Jesus. He can do more with it than you can. There's a chorus I remember learning years ago. And with this we'll finish. And I'll bring back my lunchbox again. And there's the chorus I remember learning years ago. And it goes like this. Hopefully there's enough room in the pulpit here for this. But we have... You might not be able to see that. I'll try not to drop it. There we are. Goes... 2 little fishes... Five loaves of bread. 5,000 people by Jesus were fed. This is what happened when one little lad gladly gave Jesus all that he had. And then the chorus says, all that I have, all that I have, I will give Jesus all that I have. Can I ask you, will you give Jesus all that you have? Well, you can do so with the assurance and with the confidence that Jesus Christ can meet your need. Thank you for listening here today. I really appreciate that. And for all the boys and girls, thank you.
Let's bow in prayer. Let me thank our brother Hammond. What tremendous truth. Jesus Christ can meet your need. And he can do so in the gospel. If you'd like to speak to God's servant, then he's here to help and assist. And I trust that what has been said will be used by the Lord. And may God help us to give our all to him. Let's seek the Lord. Father in heaven, we now come to thee, praying that thou wilt bless thy word. And we pray that thou wilt use it. Work in the hearts of those who know thee not, who have come into this meeting with the great need of their sin, unforgiven. We pray that they may find in Christ the great forgiver of sin. We pray that there might be a turning on to him. And for those of us who know thee, oh, may we give her all, not withholding anything from thee. All that I have and am, I give to thee, nor should I aught withhold, O Lord, from thee. We pray that we will give her all, as thou didst give thyself and thine all, when thou didst die upon the cross of Calvary. O God, thy word we pray, and bless all that has been said and done to the glory and praise of thy name. Amen and amen. Well, as we said, at this time we want to have just the distribution of our Sunday school prizes. I want to thank the boys and girls for their efforts in the gospel today, but also in their Sunday school exam. And many of them took part in that exam, and we want to thank them sincerely. We're having our superintendent. He's going to come. And then we're going to have all the children of our Sunday school. They will receive a copy of the Jubilee Bible. The Trinitarian Bible Society has handed out Jubilee Bibles, or has produced a Jubilee Bible. And I want to show you this Bible, boys and girls. This Bible is from the Silver Jubilee. This Bible was given to my sister-in-law, 1977, for the Silver Jubilee of the Queen. And so this our 25th anniversary of her coronation. And this Bible has been in her home all that time, and in the family home down there in Drumara in County Down. And so, boys and girls, whenever you receive your Bible, I trust that you'll cherish it and you'll keep it and you'll read it and you'll obey it and you'll believe it and the message that is given. Now, all the boys and girls of our Sunday school will get one, to the exclusion of the children who go to Portalone Primary, because they have already received their Bibles. And so I'm going to try and keep that all right. And then for those boys and girls, those infants, babies who are here today, and you're not yet at Sunday school, or maybe you're just a visitor, there is a Bible for you. And that's in the hallway as you go out. And also a little storybook. And so that's for all boys, girls, babies, infants that are here today. So you make sure on your way out, our superintendent will be there. He'll keep you right. Just for those boys and girls who will not receive a prize now, you'll also get a Bible and also a Bible storybook. So you get your mum and dad to pick you a good storybook and then you ask them to read it. I trust that all makes sense. We're going to invite our superintendent. Our brother Hammond will be down here at the front with me also, and I'll go down to hand out the Bibles. Thank you, brother.
just like, first of all, to congratulate all the boys and girls for taking part on our special day and doing so well. A word of thanks to the parents for faithfully sending their children along to the Sabbath school, and how important it is to learn God's word at an early age. Thank you to our team of teachers for all their diligence and faithfulness. A special word of thanks to our brother, the Reverend Stuart, for his invaluable help in putting together this programme. And thanks to all who helped with the practice, and special thanks to Rhoda for playing here today. And we'll now come to the prize giving. Archie Booth. Jacob Hunter. William Arma. Daniel Arma. Naomi Stewart. Abigail Stewart. Sarah Murphy. Maisie Booth. Grace Stewart. Bethany Stewart. Michaela Arma. Lewis Montgomery. Noah Murphy. Ethan Brown.
This is Isaac, this is me.
Isaac Brown then. Not make me jump. Luke Murphy. Niamh Montgomery. Rhoda Laverty. Joe McMullen. And then we come now to our Bible class here. Kirsten McLeister. Samuel Laverty.
You hear them?
Exodus. Jonathan McMullen. Jonathan Wilson. Peter Laverty. Andrew Laverty.
Just bow in prayer together. Myself and Jeff will go to the gates, so those there in the
church car park. You just wait, please. And please make sure, regardless of the age of your children, please take a Bible. Babies and all want to get the Word of God into their hands, a special edition of the Word of God. Let's bow, please, in prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful for your grace. We're so thankful for the gospel. We thank thee for the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. We pray that that which the boys and girls have learnt today and throughout the year will take hold of their hearts and bring them on to the Saviour. O God, answer prayer. Bring us again this evening, and may our hearts be receptive and ready to hear thy word. We commit all things now to thee. We pray these our prayers in and through the Saviour's precious name. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.